So let's start with sample individual therapy note. In blue, we've highlighted in each section keywords that reflect the integration of substance use with mental health services. So the goal reads, client will reduce impulsive behaviors, and we have specific behaviors noted here, from 3 times a week to 0 times a week. So the intervention states that this therapist inquired about client's progress towards reducing impulsive behaviors. Due to the client's self-harm behaviors and fluctuating mood, assess for suicidality and homicidality. Therapist utilized substance abuse screening tool to explore the frequency of drinking and engagement in high-risk behaviors when under the influence. Assisted the client in identifying the pros and cons of engaging in high-risk behaviors, such as drinking and self-harm, and its negative impact on her interpersonal relationships. Assisted with identifying negative automatic thoughts that trigger her impulsive behaviors, including self-harm and drinking excessive amounts of alcohol. Staff modeled use of thought-stopping techniques when engaging in negative statements, such as nobody cares about me and I am worthless. Discuss the following steps prior to making a decision, stop, think, and act, and modeled an example of thinking out consequences to actions. Assisted the client with devising a list of a support system that she may contact when experiencing the urge to engage in high-risk behaviors. So before moving on to the response section, I want to point out again what we should be including in the intervention section. Your intervention, of course, should be active and reflect therapy, being that that is the code you are selecting. And the interventions, of course, should address the client's impulsivity. What we've highlighted in blue is the way we've incorporated the client's substance use within the session. Based on the screening tool completed, we are further exploring the frequency of her drinking and her engagement in high-risk behaviors when under the influence, which connects back to her impulsivity. We are discussing pros and cons of her drinking, and self-harm was also addressed, and how this has caused an impairment in her social relationships. We've also addressed negative thoughts that trigger her impulsivity, which includes drinking. So again, we're not losing sight of the goal, which is to address her impulsivity, but we are connecting how this behavior is impacted by her substance use. In the response, client states or denies having current suicidal or homicidal ideations, however, reported that she engaged in cutting her wrists with a butter knife approximately once since the last session. She also reported drinking 4 beers twice last week. And although she was easily distracted by external stimuli, she was able to identify negative automatic thoughts that trigger self-harm and drinking behaviors. She had difficulties listening to the thought-stopping technique, but was able to identify her support system with staff's assistance. She reported that her drinking makes her get in more trouble since I feel more out of control. And she expressed wanting to get better and possibly look into a support group to address her drinking. Client's impulsive behaviors put her at risk of being held back a grade and being asked to live with extended family. And she also has been suspended from school and has difficulty maintaining healthy relationships due to the above behaviors. For this section, we want to see some sort of progress based on the goal identified. The first sentence tells us the progress she's made related to her cutting behaviors and has only engaged in this behavior once since the last session. It is imperative we assess for suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation based on her high-risk behavior, which you also see in the first sentence. In addition, we've included the functional impairment, which includes social relationships and academics, and we broke down how her social relationships were impacted, as well as her academics. In blue, you'll notice that the client also reports the amount of alcohol consumption in the last week, and her ability to identify negative automatic thoughts that trigger not only self-harm behavior, but also her drinking. She expressed feeling out of control when she drinks, which causes her to get into trouble, but also reported wanting to get better and seeking additional support. So again, we are focusing on her impulsivity as this is the objective, but we are also zooming in on her substance abuse issues and how it plays a role in the client's current mental health. And finally, you have your plan section. Here it states client will practice thought stopping when she has the identified negative automatic thoughts and report her progress during the next session on 7/1/17. This therapist will continue to monitor for safety and consult with the mental health worker to discuss appropriate referrals for substance abuse resources. This therapist will also consult with the psychiatrist due to the client's continued self-harm and drinking behaviors.